Why, hello. I did not think the first time I stepped up here I'd be in a t-shirt, but I'm wearing the lamb shirt, okay? It's the lamb shirt. Can I take this out? Cool. All right. I'm going to be a guy who walks down. All right. So lamb is, a lot of you might have known FX. Lamb is kind of the new FX. You could think about it that way. So we meet at Chabot, and our on-campus stuff is at Chabot. And a big part of it was to get people to go from Chabot, unbelievers or people who were hurt at other churches, to want to come to assemblies and to want to know Jesus. All right. I have on right here, on your left, our first ever flyer. We used to only meet Monday nights. And yeah, it was a fun time. It was started by a man named Jules, a man named Aaron, a girl named Yahida, a man named Tommy, and a man named Robbie. And yeah, we were a bunch of kids. We still are, but we had no idea what we were doing. But we didn't need to. God did. And it was a really fun time. That first study, Monday night, it went terrible. We did not know what we were doing. Thankfully, no one came because we didn't know how to hand out flyers either. And it just kept going and going and going from there. About halfway to now our newest flyer, we ended up having 35 people attend one meeting. That's kind of our record. 35 people, not people who, you know, super strong Christians who wanted to come see a club. Probably about 25 of them barely knew anything about the gospel. 10 of them knew probably 50% of what you should know. It was really cool to see the Lord bring a bunch of unbelievers in. And now we have our current flyer. To give a little bit of a structure of how it works now, community college is fast-paced, right? People come and they go, and it happens quick. I am no longer on campus, so I can't help a lot with the on-campus stuff. So Jaden Yee, who you're going to hear from later today, is the main student on-campus rep, and he's now being helped by Bobby Campbell. Really weird to call him that. He's being helped by my dad, who is your guys' full-time worker. So I want to go through, I want to explain each part of what LAMB does, because I don't know how many of you have even heard about it, and you probably don't know what it does. So the first thing we do is evangelism. So up here you can see part of the evangelizing team right here. And this is all tabling, but we do more things than that. We go out and we hand out flyers. We'll go up and have conversations with people. So we'll do like three circles, stuff like that. The main goal is to talk to people about Jesus and to get them to think about that stuff. A big problem with today's culture isn't that they're not open to Jesus. That might be what's said a lot is, oh, college students today, they aren't open to Jesus. That's not exactly true. What is true is they don't hear about him very often. He's used more like a cuss word than a person. And he just, you know, he's glossed over. And when they do hear about him at Chabot, it's from cults. And you're going to hear more about that. We're going to need a lot of prayer about that. But it is a battleground, right? And when you go up and you talk about Jesus, people will go, oh, yeah, I never really thought about it too much. That's the most common answer you get. And it's really interesting. And so evangelism is there to combat that and to get people to want to come to our events. So you can look at these very cool photos. I'm very happy with these photos. Our events, the main purpose is to get to know people, right? We want to meet people. We want to get to know them. How can you tell someone, hey, you should accept Jesus into your life if you don't know anything about their life? They're going to be like, all right, bro, cool, right? They want to know you, and you have to get to know them if you ever want to share the gospel with them. And it's also a time to kind of have fun, you know? Christians aren't bland. We're not boring. We can have fun. We can go play mini golf, do photo shoots, right on whatever the little things in the mall are. I don't know what those are. right? So we've done multiple events. We've done scavenger photo hunts all across Hayward. That's where you get the boy band photos from. We've played mini golf. We've just been around. And another thing we did recently is we went to one of Saltworks' events. So yeah. Then we have our Tuesday meetings. So when most students think of LAMB, this is what they think of at the moment. You'll see a photo. That photo right there, that is the 35-person meeting. We averaged that semester 25. So this was a really interesting time. I remember one girl said, hey, you guys are like Christians, but you're nice. And then another person said, you know, when you guys teach the Bible, it makes sense, and two, I actually feel like I'm learning the Bible, not what some guy has to say. I thought that was really interesting. Another person who went to Creekside, he came and visited, and he said, you know, when I came here, I expected to hear a feel-good message about, you know, Jesus loves you, da-da-da-da-da. I got a message about Jesus loves me even though I'm a sinner. And I heard the gospel so clearly, it shook me, and I've been saved for years. And yeah, that's the goal of this meeting. It's been really cool to see people who came in like, oh yeah, I'm a Christian, and they leave after a couple weeks and go, you know, I learned so much, I wondered if I was a Christian before. And you're gonna hear a story about that later. Then we have the prayer meetings. The prayer meetings are super cool. I also get to take cool photos during the prayer meetings. The prayer meetings are a little more niche. We actually don't post them on any flyers. There's no flyer. There's nothing. It's purely word of mouth. So if we think someone is really wanting to grow with the Lord, we'll be like, you should come to the prayer meetings. And this is a time to teach people how to pray. It might be something that we don't think of very often, but praying is somewhat of a skill. It's something you kind of have to learn. You have to get comfortable with, right? That's not to say you have to pray the most beautiful prayers of all time, but it takes time to get comfortable with it. We don't just do prayer requests, go around and pray for each other. We do that, but we also teach them how to pray through a passage, right? How do you pray through a passage? How do you focus more on praise and worship and rather than just requesting things of God? And I've seen huge growth in these prayer meetings. It's also super valuable to see where people are spiritually, right? People can say words all day, but when they're praying, that's where you really get to see where they're at. Probably the area where you learn about people the most. Then we have our new segments, the Friday night meetings. This is brand new. You get to see some cool photos. I'll give you a second to look at them. So the Friday night meetings, the main purpose of this is to make church feel a little closer. Another problem with today's generation, and I think this has been a problem for a while, is church is kind of like scary. Why would I go to church? That's for like really Christian people, right? Like, I'm a Christian, I believe in God, but that's scary, right? People might want to talk to me. The main purpose of this is to get people a little more comfortable. Tuesday meetings, they're a little more regular, right? We have discussions, we have food, we have stuff like that. The Friday meetings, we have all of that, but we also have added prayer time and we have added worship time. This ministry right now is being supported by my whole family, including Jessica Campbell and Callie Campbell, who make food and dessert for us, and my dad, who teaches. We've also seen really big growth here, like a huge amount of memory and learning, and we've seen people feel a little more comfortable with going to church from this meeting. And so that's really a big point of it, and it's been really cool to see Lord work in it. This is a new part of it. We're still trying to get more people to come, so if you have any college people in your life, try to get them, send them to Lamb. They don't have to be go to Chabot to go to this study. Then we have a really weird one. This one's odd. This is the Lammies program. I know it's a weird name. We tried to come up with a better one, and this one just stuck. There's right now two tiers to Lammies. There's the bronze, and then there's the silver. The bronze is the first one. The silver is the second one. You can kind of think about this like SBC, then BCT, then, right? Right now we have four people enrolled. This is a chance for people who want to learn more, but their church doesn't exactly offer a way to be more involved, right? We're really blessed here. We have SBC and all of these things, and we have a whole slide dedicated to all the classes you can go to, right? Most churches don't have that. And we don't want to steal people from churches if we think they're healthy, but we do want them to give those opportunities. And this is where those opportunities come from. So bronzes, they do SBC. We go through SBC, we teach them SBC, and they also have to read a psalm a week, and they have to give like kind of a mini devo and run a discussion over psalms. It's super cool. Silver is a little bit different. The point of silver is to make people fall in love with ministry and being involved in ministry. It's in its trial period. This is the first time we're doing it. And really a big point of this is to try to get people to come to core group, to want to be core group members and to be equipped for it. So, yeah, another area we've seen huge growth. So Tomi and Abby, they're the ones in the silver, and Marcus and Mauricio are in the bronze. Tomi and Abby, I mean, they're different people in my mind. Like, their growth is insane. Not just in biblical stuff, but in social skills and in their love with God. It's grown exponentially. And then you have core group. These are funny photos. So the current core group members, are Yahaira Lino, who goes to a church in Oakland, Aaron Kadur, who goes to Community Bible Chapel, Jaden Yee, I don't know where he goes, Robbie Campbell, no idea where he goes, and then plus Bobby Campbell. Bobby, my dad, that feels so weird to say, is not a core group member, but he is of really great assistance, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that. These are the people heading up on all the different fronts of LAM. A big part of LAM is that it's student-led. That makes it more approachable to students. This isn't like some big organization. We do have the assistance of Bobby Campbell, who helps out a lot and is offering a lot of wisdom. But it is primarily run by students. I want to say thank you to you all. We have food at every single meeting. And we're broke college students. We can't afford that food every single meeting. It is through you guys giving and then the help of the deacons who give reimbursements that we can afford to be able to offer that. So we can meet during lunchtime when most people are free and not have people go hungry. And also, my dad, who is your guys' full-time worker. He's your guys' full-time worker. And part of his time, a big chunk of it, is spent helping us. And that means a lot. And he's been already super helpful. Especially for Jaden on the on-campus ministry. I have prayer requests. So for praises, praise for the salvation of Marcus. Marcus gave his life to the Lord 6 months ago at a prayer meeting, which was really cool. And he got his huge amount of knowledge from the Tuesday studies. So praise for the salvation of Marcus. For the growth of Tomi and Abby through Lammies. And that this semester's kickoff went super well. It was the largest number of people we've had come to a kickoff. We handed out an insane amount of flyers. And so we just pray that those transition over to the studies. For requests, this one might be a little harder to see. That we would have the numbers go up and outreach go out this semester. It's the new semester of the year. So there's a lot of people coming from high school or who decided to not go to their previous colleges and are now coming here. And that's a new time to get more people to come. It seems as if the campus and the culture of this campus is going through a change. It happens like every 2 to 3 years, the whole campus culture changes. And so just pray for us that we'd be able to manage that. Spiritual warfare against the cults. Right now, there's 2 major cults. It looks like there's about to be 3. They have full-time workers, and it's what they do. They just live on campus, basically. And before that was impossible for core group to combat. But now we have the help of Bobby Campbell, and that's been very helpful. And we've been able to push in bigger areas. But just pray for us against those cults. I've seen people get sucked into it, and within a year, it feels as if there's no hope for them. I know there is, but that feeling is still there. And then for new students to desire to be core group members. Like I said, community college is fast. I came and I'm gone, right? I can help out with a lot of stuff, but I can't help out with the on-campus stuff. And the Lord has been super faithful in providing workers, but we need more, and we need them to come and to replace, because Jaden's going to leave soon, right? So just pray for the people in LAM to have that desire, to want to be core group members. And I think that's my last slide. Yeah.